Can I? Yeah. So, Tom doesn't want to be a cheerleader. Pastor Curtis, Tom doesn't want to be a cheerleader. He wants to be a commander. He wants to be a lieutenant. He didn't tell me that. It's much more manly.
It's an old song, but it's a prophetic song. And I want you to sing it because I want you to hear the words. Kids, you need to hear the words. Can you help me with this? There is no one like you.
And no one beside you.
And there is no one beside you. Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? God. Go ahead, what's the next part?
You alone are worthy of our praise.
Could you please... I'm not going to make this a long service. We're going to have a great time. Please sing this for me with Jen. And Jen's going to lead us. I'm not going to put you up on stage. But let's... Please, Jen, go ahead. Thank you so much. Just sing. Everyone, close your eyes. Just let it minister. Just sing it. There's no one. Not one. You are alone. Come on. Just you. Come on, close your eyes. Just sing it from your heart.
There will be no one like you, and no one beside you.
Thank you, Lord. Just isn't that nice? Just for a few moments. Hallelujah, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, that we would be led by your Spirit. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, God. You're breaking free for freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jen, for working with me this morning. She was a little nervous. Hey, chat, everybody, thank you. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to have some fun this morning. Hallelujah. I need your attention, so when I ask questions, then we're going to have volunteers coming up and doing some things. I'm going to be picking out a few people because you know I love you, and we're going to have a great time of illustration. I want to lay down some of the foundation of just what I want to talk about and just what the theme of this morning is going to be. And I want us to think about the time that we're living in right now, because there's a lot of things going on outside, right? We're not going to school. We're not doing all of these things. And one of the game-changing principles that we talked about, and we talked about our identity a lot, is that stress, and this is all I want to share, stress is an external force. It's something that's happening on the inside. So we are going to do some demonstrations about how we get stress and how we react to situations. I want to share this scripture with you. It's Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And it says, are you tired? Is anybody tired? Yeah, that's right. Like, all you kids were tired this morning, right? Anybody tired? Okay. Are you worn out? Anybody get worn out? Are you burnt out on religion? Now, I want to say religion can be just what we do all the time, right? We go to work. We do this. It's a pattern that we do. We brush our teeth every day. Some of them are good and some of them are not. But Jesus is saying here, are you tired of the patterns of this world? Are you tired of every pattern? Listen, I'm here to change that. He says, come to me, we're talking about Jesus, and get away with me, and you'll recover life. I'll show you. Say, show you. Show you how to take real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. What if Jesus came down to you and just said, hey, work with me, man. You want to work with me? Who here wants to work with Jesus? I would be like, yeah, sure, I'll work with you, man. I want to work. Well, this is his invitation. He's saying, walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. All right, I need a demonstration. So who was listening to me? What did I just say? The what? Thank you, Jen. Well, I don't know if this is going to work for you, but come on up, Jen. You're the one that answered. Oh, look at that. Come here, Hazel. Come here, Hazel. Come here, Hazel. Here we go. Go ahead, girl. Go. You go, girl. Hey! Does that look hard? Does that look hard? And you can't be doing in that church. Watch out for people. Sorry. Oh, we got a sweep. Must have had some stuff. My bad. Now, does that look hard? Is that difficult? Oh, it looks actually kind of fun. This here is probably the most powerful thing you've ever seen in church. That's an upgrade. That's what I like to see. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, stop. Thank you, Hazel. Okay, thank you. She graduated. Woohoo! Learn the unforced. What is grace? Grace is God's ability working with you to do something. And I believe right now we are learning how to work with God about stress, about all these things that are changing right now. There's a lot of things changing. We're not going to school. We're not doing this. So God says, here, work with me, learn me. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, right? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hey, we need to learn from God. Right now, the whole thing's flipping. So what does the Holy Spirit want to do? Well, we're going to work really hard. Well, that doesn't work. You can't. Jake preached a couple weeks ago, the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So that was easy. Now, Jen, come here.
Okay.
Jen. No.
Oh, Jen.
Jen.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to sit on it, you can. No, come here, Jen. Now, Jen's going to drive this. You so are. You can't say no. I got the mic. Do you think Jen should sit on this and drive this? No, you don't have to. Now, this doesn't suit Jen, does it? It's your color. It matches you. But this may be for a season of time. Did Jen have something like this growing up?
Yeah, we didn't have batteries.
Did you have a big wheel? You had a big wheel. Jen's got the big wheel. Did you like your big wheel? That was so much fun. So this. He's like, what are you going to do to me? Nothing. This is fun. This is good. Why? What are you feeling right now, Jen?
I'm nervous. He said I had to do a trust fall today.
No, I did not say you had to do a trust fall. Should she do a trust fall? No, that was her idea. No. But all the feelings is when Tom asks her to do something, she has all this built-up thought, because I'm a little bit unpredictable, right? So I reached out my hand. I said, well, do you trust me? She was like, I don't know if I trust you. But there's a lot of emotion involved in that, isn't yes. there? And I'm sorry, I don't want to put you through that. You did very well. Jen is not going to ride the scooter. I was just watching your guys' reaction. I thought that was great. So this is no longer for Jen. This is no longer her walk. She's past this. It's not that God's not with her. She needs to be past this. But it's interesting that when you first started on something, now I had Abigail. Is this okay if I share the story? Can I share the story about Abigail? Abigail came to my house, and she got something that was a little bit more her size. Can you take that for me? I'm so sorry. I just can't have that in my mouth. My mom would not be happy if I had that in my mouth. Abigail came, and I have a 50cc Predator, right? Who's got, that's an upgrade. That's something more, right? Now, Abigail came over, and Bristol came over, right? And Bristol come over, and I said, okay, Bristol, this is how you do it. You start it up, vroom, vroom, you get on it, and you drive, right? Okay. And she took that instruction, and she was really, really excited, weren't you? And Bristol got on that, and she did pretty good, didn't she? You didn't crash. I didn't say you crashed, honey. You did great. But then Abigail came on. Remember Abigail? So Abigail was a little bit more apprehensive, perhaps. But, you know, here's the thing. We all learn a little bit differently, right? We all learn a little differently. When I told Jen that I wanted to do something, immediately something started clicking in her. What are you doing? What do you want to do? What are you talking about? What do you mean? What are you going to make me do? And she started coming up with these ideas. Trust fall? I don't do trust falls. So what was that? I was like, no, I just was wondering if you would help a little bit. No, I can't. But I mean, we learn differently, right? When I was in school and I was tested, and someone said a test, I'm like, a test? What's on the test? What am I going to do after the test? And I began to go through this process, right? But when Bristol got on there, I said, Bristol's like, all right, here I go. Bristol's like, yeah, what do I got to do? I said, okay, you got to do this and this. She said, okay, here I go. Boom, boom. She started just driving really good, right? So then Abigail comes, and Abigail's like, I want to do it. I want to do it. And I said, okay, you're going to do it, all right? But if this is what you want to do. And she started driving, and she goes, ah! What happened, Abigail? What happened? She turned around, but she has all of this emotion and all of this excitement. And when she got on there, she actually started putting her feet down. And you're not supposed to put your feet down when you're driving a four-wheeler, right? Because your feet are going to, like, break. So everybody's like, Abigail, don't do that. Abigail, don't do that. Don't put your feet down. He's like, stop telling me what to do. Right? I said, Abigail, can you do it? Are you okay? Yeah, I want to do it. I want to do it. It's going to be fun. I want to do it. So she did it again. I said, okay, just give it a little gas, a little run. She's going, and then she goes, ah, toosh. You guys like that, huh? So what did I do? I said, okay, people learn differently. We can't put everybody in the same scope and say, no, go, right? We have to learn to walk with people. And we have to learn to work with people. Because you know why? That was Jesus' invitation for us. He says, listen, I'm inviting you to go on this journey. Right now, I'm super stressed because of everything outside. And Jesus is reaching out and he says, hey, I want to walk with you now and go through this. There is an invitation to walk through that. So what I did was, Abigail, you remember what we did? I walked with you. And here's what I did. I walked with it and I ran the throttle just a little bit so she could get a feel of it. Right now, you parents, what your kids need is you need to get with them and you need to walk with them. And you know what you need to do, parents, is we need to get with Jesus and we need to walk with them. So I got with Abigail and I started hanging on to this, remember? And I was walking right next to you and she could get the feel of it. And you know, she said, oh, I got this. But sometimes we need to get the feel of what's going on. And she's getting the feel of it. And then all of a sudden she goes, vroom, and she takes off and she goes all the way around the house. And she got it. She got it. I see it. I can do it. Yes. It's so awesome. It's so exciting, right? But it took a time of process to bring us into an upgrade. You can try to ride that thing. Now, Pastor Jake runs a company, right? And he's got a big loader, right? And if he tried to hook that loader to that thing, you think it's going to go anywhere?
Yeah. No.
It's going to crush that little thing into little pieces Because Jake has come into a season of time where he needs to, what? Believe by faith for the next thing. And God is wanting to bring you to your next thing. And we are worried because we know this. But this isn't getting the job done, right? And this is very frustrating, Danny. Yes. Come on, kids, let's go on a trip. Come on, everybody get on. Why am I not going anywhere? I'm a little bit frustrated. Oh, thank you very much. Right? God is trying to give us an upgrade. Right now. Right now. I'm thinking, what's my upgrade, Chad? That's not my style. Give me Ford. GMC Denali. Ooh, I like this. I think this is prophetic right there. Amen. I'm coming into agreement with the prophetic in my life, the Denali. Amen. He's wanting to partner with you right now. And we're asking God right now, what do I do? We're asking, I don't know how to do this. I've heard this. I don't know how to love well. How do I love well right now? How do I change how we do church? How do we change how we communicate in our lives with our families? Husbands and wives, how do we change that? Picture, yeah, together like this. All right, Mrs. Jen, it is time for a theater with Miss Jen. This thing is just not, where's the microphone? The pulpit. Dinner theater. So Jen and I are going to do a little skit, and I wonder if you guys can pick up on what's happening here, okay? Yeah. Do we have the pulpit? Well, hello there. So we're having a dinner. I don't know her, okay? She doesn't know me, and we're just going to have a conversation. It's a dinner party, and there are different people that we're sitting with. So this is the first time that I'm meeting this person. So I'm like, well, hello.
Hi.
Try to get past my looks and my... She's a little overwhelmed right now.
Yes, very much.
Do I want to set the scene or you just want to talk?
Well, don't you... Oh. Okay. I just got my dream job. Oh. Ideal company, great pay. Work all my life for this moment.
Wow. Your dream job. You must be delighted and happy.
Well, actually, I'm extremely fearful. I feel sick. I feel anxious. I feel paranoid that I will not be good enough. I've had fear of failure all my life. I feel extremely fearful.
Huh. Really? Fearful, huh? But but what if you're not fearful? What if you're not extremely fearful? What if you're just maybe apprehensive, right? A little uncertain. That's normal, right? To be a little apprehensive. A new people, that's normal. New job, new stuff. How's this going to work? What if you're not extremely fearful, but just maybe a little apprehensive?
Yeah. You know what? That's right. I am apprehensive. And yeah, it's okay to be apprehensive. Yeah. Thanks. I'm really glad I talked to you about it.
Well, you're welcome. Welcome. So you're apprehensive, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what if you're not?
What do you mean?
So, what if you're just a little bit anxious, but mostly intrigued, curious? It's a great company, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said it yourself. These are professional people. They're not idiots. They must have seen something in you that is worth giving the job to. They must be excited about who you are and joining this company, right? Great training, great support. Everything is right there for you. So it really sounds great to me. So what if you're really a little anxious, but also intrigued, curious, interested in about what God's going to do?
Wow. Yeah. It's a great company, and you're right. They are the best of the best. And they are great in their field, and they wouldn't appoint an idiot.
No.
Yes, they must have seen something in me. Yeah, a little anxious is okay. Yeah, but Yeah, I'm really intrigued and curious now.
Oh, great. So you're a little bit anxious, but mostly intrigued.
Yeah, curious. I think so. Yes, I am.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. But what if you're not? What if you're mildly nervous, but really excited? Hey, this is your dream job. God was with you in the interviews. He was with you when you went on the job. It's his dream job, too. It's the one that he's wanting to give you. It's the one that he's been working with you and training with you all your life in your employment history, and he has been pushing towards this place. This is a dream job for him as well, and he's really excited. So you have God's promise in your circumstance. It is his dream with you. You can be excited about what God will do for you. What if you're just mildly nervous, but really excited?
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm almost never like this. This is amazing. I'm so glad I talked to you.
Yes.
I get it. I see it. I'm mildly nervous, but really excited, and I can't wait to get started.
Yes. Okay. So you're mildly nervous, but you're really excited.
Yes, I'm really excited.
That's awesome. But what if you're not?
But I am. Yes, I'm really excited.
Let's say this. But what if not? What if you're quietly confident and really joyful? So God has proved his presence right in the interview. This is his dream job for you. He has given you an ideal company to work for. He is able to bring out the very best that he sees in you. What if he is quietly confident in his ability to make you astonishing? What if he's really joyful about the prospects of what you are doing and wants to partner with you and work with you to help make you brilliant?
Yeah, that's going to be my identity from now on. Confidence with joy, that is the new me.
Yeah. What happened? What happened to her, guys? What happened? Was she scared and fearful? And then she turned into confidence and joy. When Abigail took that first time, maybe she was really excited, but she didn't know everything that she's feeling, but it turned into confidence and joy. All right. It's all about our perspective, guys. Right now, you are looking at a lot of noise out there, right? It's about our perspective. So we're going to play a game, Miss Jen. We're going to play a game, but I'm going to change a little bit about this game. And if you don't want to play this game, it's okay. But if you lose this game, you're going to get a pie in your face. So JJ's coming up. Come on, JJ. This is the most spiritual thing you're going to do. All right. You guys, whoever wants to play, but know this, if you don't win this game, you could get a pie in your face. And if you're okay with that, you can come up here. Brody, are you okay with getting a pie in your face? Toby, or Lucas is too. Toby, it's okay if you don't. Just make a circle. Everybody sit in a big circle. You want to explain it, and I'll do this?
Okay.
You guys played this before.
So you get in a circle, and we're going to roll the dice. Okay, when we roll the die. Oh, you're playing. So when we roll the dice, you have to get a six. Then if you see a six, you have to grab a spoon. And if you don't grab a spoon, then you're out. And we go like that until we have a winner. So when you get a six, you hurry up and you grab that spoon, so that you have the spoon, and otherwise if you don't get the spoon, you're out. Okay? Well, you have to wait till you get a six.
You can't move. If you move, you're out. You gotta wait till it's a six, okay? So when you watch it from a six.
But it can add up to be a six as well.
It could be a two or a four, it could be a three and a five.
So you're gonna do some 35. What is the other one?
Six.
Well, we got a seven, so no.
So what's happening right now? You guys excited?
Yeah.
Are you mildly nervous?
Boy, that's Lucas, you better not lose. Oh, jeez. Seven. So does he get a pie to the face? So does he get no pie? Okay, we got five. Three.
You guys nervous?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I think I'm so.
Huh? This is the moment. This is your moment.
Oh, two. We're going to get a six here. Six. There's a six. There's a six. Grab it. Did you not take a spoon out?
Oh, everybody has spoons. JJ was last, though. JJ was last. Okay, here we go.
You have to take one out every time.
It's up to your wife. She's the boss.
I'm excited.
Just wait, guys.
Ashley, you want to do it? You want to come up here, Ashley?
I'll do it.
This is actually a healthy, this is what we call a new brand of family counseling.
Oh, that's a lot, Tom. You want me to do it?
You thought you said you wanted to. Okay.
That was nice of you, JJ.
Thank you, JJ.
Okay, bye.
Huh? You want to do it?
You want to do it?
Come here, Brody.
Oh, yeah. Go, bro.
You can do Brody. Give your mama a hug.
Good picture, Dwayne. Go ahead. Tell them we're having church at Community Church.
You better go give your mom a nice hug.
Give your mom a kiss.
Wow. All right. You're dripping? Yep. We'll have cleanup. That's on us. All right. You guys here, come over here. Stand over here. Stand over here. All you kids over here, stand over here. Yep. Come, no, we're not going to play. We're going to show something. Just one more preview. Come here. Come here. We're going to have teams. We're going to play a game. So this is your team. We'll be 2 seconds. Okay. So this is their team. We're going to play a basketball game. This is your team, right? And over here is going to be my team. I'm going to have me. I'm going to have Jeff. Jeff, come here. Who else? Give me Toby. Zachary, Jack isn't here, but Jack's on my team. Jeff's on my team. So if this was, I got Pastor Jake, I got Miss Jen, I got JJ. I got Josh. You can spread out if you want. You can stand back here. So this is our team. This is our team, okay? This is our team, and that's your team, right? You guys ready? We need a basketball. So what do you guys think about these teams?
What do you think about, you guys going to win? Do you really think you're going to win? We're huge, right? We're bigger. Are you going to be on that side or this side? You on that side? Okay, so we got Jack. We got Jake. We got all the big kids and all the little kids. But usually when we go big kids versus little kids, you guys always say something. Hold on. You guys always say something. What's the word you guys always say? What is it?
Not fair.
What is it?
Not fair.
Why isn't it fair? Why is it not fair? Because we're bigger. We're stronger. We're mightier. Right? You go ahead and try to get to the basket over there. Go ahead. Try to get to the basket. No, just wait. I didn't say you. Jalen, I want you to go over to that basket. Ready? You get over there to that. You try to get past those guys and go to the basket. Ready? Yep. Don't let them go to the basket. Ready? Jalen, try to get back. Go! Well, you're really, really excited right now. Try to get through. Try to get through. Try to get through. Try to get through. Are you going to make it? Are you going to make it, Jalen? Okay. I don't think she's going to make it. Come back. Who else wants it? Nope. Raise your hand. All right, Jalen, go back over here. Who else? Brody, you want to try? All right, go ahead, Brody. Come on, Brody. Get through between JJ and Jake. JJ and Jake. JJ and Jake. Oh, no. Nope, you got to be raise your hand. Okay, he didn't make it. He didn't make it. All right. I want Aiden. Go, Aiden. Try to go between Josh and JJ. Ready, set, go. What was that? Oh, no, he didn't make it. Okay. Well, what? How come he didn't make it through? How come he didn't make it through? Someone has to give me an answer why. Nope, I can raise it. Wait, why didn't he make it through?
He's small.
He's little. But I want to do a perspective change. 1 second. You really want to try it, but this might get a little bit crazy if you... I know you could. That's what I kind of believe. Whoa, wait. These guys are big. These guys are strong, and they're mighty. I'm talking about strength. Hoo-ah! Right? When we're trying to do something, what if these guys were on your team? What would it be? Say it again.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Do you think you would lose if you would? Let's say all these guys are on your team. Do you think you guys would lose?
Who would we be playing against?
That's a great question. That's a wonderful question. But let's say that these guys are the best of the best. These guys are the best ball breaker throughs in the world. And Brody, they're on your team. Who could beat you?
What?
Kevin
Durant. No. These are the this is here. We are here. Kevin Durant's not here. We'll just say here. These are the best of the best, and they're on your side. Who can beat you?
God.
Well.
Nobody.
Who's gonna beat you?
No one.
No one.
Yeah.
No one's gonna beat you. Here's the deal. You guys know that because these guys are strong and mighty, and when mom and dad are there, we're always gonna win. But here's the funny thing. Is that our perspective needs to change because who's on these guys' side? Now we can say God. And is God bigger than these guys?
Yeah.
So much bigger, but sometimes we don't have a very good perspective because we look.
Don't let him.
Watch this. You think I'm going to get through?
Yeah.
But you know what the beautiful? That would have been nasty. Come here. Come here, buddy. You know what the beautiful thing is? That all of this hunk of a awesome guy, he's on your side. And this guy here, an even greater hunk of the claw, man, he's on your side. And you know who's on our side? JJ's on, and Jenny, and Josh. Come on, you guys are all on the same side. Jesus, Paul prayed, he said, I pray that you guys would understand this, that you would know the power that's towards all those who believe. What's the mighty power of God for you guys? If God is with you, who can stop against you? Who's going to stop you? Can I stop you? No, there's no chance. And that's perspective. God is on your side. Don't go running around. Don't go running around looking, oh, did you hear all the news about this and that and this and that? God is on your side. He is the one that's standing right next to you. And he's got all power, all authority, all everything right next to me, standing by me, and he's walking with me, and he's saying, come on, man, you can do it. Come here, come here, come here. Come on, man. He's got it. Am I not? Is that true? And the only question is, in your mind, it's not around you. The question in your mind is that true, Jake? Is it true that God's on my side? Because do I believe, Jeff? That's it. Do I believe it? Do I believe that Mom and all these guys behind me are on my side? And that's your question. Ready, set, go. He didn't do it. He thought he'd catch him off guard. Oh! Hallelujah. Okay, that's it. That is it. That is perspective change. We're all on the same side. God is on our side. So that's kind of a little lesson we want to do. Thank you so much for bearing with me with the pies and stuff like that. I want to pray. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for a perspective change. God, that you are walking with us, and I really pray for families right now. If you need prayer afterwards, that's fine, because we're going to pray, because right now families need it more than ever with kids. God, that we need to stand and have a perspective change about who is with us and who's fighting for us. And God, that we can walk and we can learn. I need to learn how to father well. I need to learn how to be a good husband better, or a father or a mother in that state. And Jesus said, I want to walk with you and show you how brilliant you really are. God, I want to get on, and I don't want to be on the same scooter my whole life, because it's really frustrating. I want to get to the, well, even if it is just a Ford, we'll go that, then we'll go to Chevy. Breakthrough to breakthrough, Father God. But whatever it is, God, listen, I desire for that next thing. I desire, come on, church. Come on, we need to rise up and take the next thing in the Spirit. We need to go to the next level of love and worship and praise, and it's okay. And we should be confidently joyful about what our Father God is about to bring with us and through us in this time. It's a game-changing moment, but really it's just about having a lot of fun and discovering God. So I thank you for the service. I bless you as families. You guys, fantastic. And church, pray for the church that we're coming into a new season and a new order of things. But God, it's something that we could be confidently joyful about. In Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. You guys are dismissed. Have a blessed Sunday.